India are talking. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden and Indian Prime Minister Modi speaking virtually Monday. The White House concerned with India's neutral stance on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The United Nations reporting that close to 6.5 million Ukrainians have been displaced inside Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. There are a large number of displaced children in Ukraine due to the Russian forces killing civilians. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from Rzeszów, Poland.
This has left thousands of Ukrainian kids as orphans. The Aerial Recovery and Global Empowerment Mission going into those war zones to help those kids. Now, human trafficking has been a major concern for these groups because they thought it was okay to bring them here to Poland and then started to realize that some of the people were not there to help. They were there for trafficking. So now they're trying to keep those kids in parts of Western Ukraine. Here in Poland, they've really stepped up, but they're running out of space.
UNICEF estimating nearly 2 million children have fled Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. With mounting pressure to curb the rise of violent crimes, President Biden expected Monday to unveil regulations regarding ghost guns. A federal judge giving a major ruling regarding the U.S. military.
U.S. service members who are HIV positive cannot be discharged or barred from becoming an officer solely because they're infected with the virus. That's the ruling of federal judge Leonie Brinkema in Virginia. The Justice Department acknowledged that treatment lowers the risk of transmitting HIV, but said the risk is amplified on the battlefield, where soldiers can often come into contact with blood. The Defense Department did not immediately respond to a request seeking comment on the ruling, or whether it plans to appeal.
Fox's Sal Giangrasso. Panic in New York City's Times Square Sunday evening as a manhole explosion sends people scrambling. No injuries have been reported. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A fundraiser to support Ukrainian refugees held in Poland Saturday.
About $10 billion were raised for Ukrainians fleeing the war. It happened at a big event here in Warsaw. It was called the Stand Up for Ukraine event, hosted by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. And it was attended by the Polish president and the Canadian prime minister. All of that money is going to help to cover the cost of food, housing, medical care for the more than 4 million refugees living in those EU member states like Poland, and also humanitarian care for the 6.5 million internally displaced inside Ukraine.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. A cyber defense academy starting up as cyber threats and attacks increase.
This past week, New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand told the Fox News Rundown podcast she is currently writing legislation to create a cyber academy.
This would be essentially like a West Point for a civilian cyber workforce to help the federal government in all areas where it needs help.
She says the National Defense Authorization Act provided the framework, but it will take about 10 years to get a physical university up.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A man arrested for putting decals of President Biden on a gas pump.
Well, we've all seen them. Little stickers featuring President Biden pointing his fingers and reading, "I did that." Many of which have been placed on gas pumps around the country as gas prices have surged. Well, that prank ended up with the arrest of a Pennsylvania man, according to Lancaster Online. 54-year-old Thomas Richard Glazewski, arrested April 4th after he allegedly put one of the stickers on a gas pump and was confronted by a gas station clerk, the clerk calling police when things got heated. Glazewski ended up charged with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, harassment, and criminal mischief.
That was Fox's Sue Guzman. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.